Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Tulane SOPA, the Tulane School of Professional Advancement, offering online programs designed for working professionals who want to earn a certificate, complete their degree, or begin their graduate studies. Professional advancement begins at sopa.tulane.edu.
From Nola Pizza in the Nola Brewing Tap Room on Chapatula Street in New Orleans, we're out to lunch with Peter Ricciuti, Tulane University's A.B. Freeman School of Business professor and director of the award-winning Birkenrode Reports. It's business, New Orleans style.
Hi, I'm Peter Ricciuti. Welcome to Out to Lunch. When people talk about their business, there are a number of sentences that raise the red flag of skepticism. Let me explain this as simply as I can. Usually means you walk away scratching your head saying, wait, what? Nobody's ever done anything like this, is typically the precursor to a business pitch you've already heard twice this month. And then there's this one, I'm not in it for the money. Pretty much every business is revenue-based, so despite a passion-first perspective, it's almost impossible to have a business that really is not for the money. So it's a pleasure to introduce to you my guests on Out to Lunch today who are both involved in tech-driven businesses who are both genuinely not in it for the money. Jim O'Connell was a geophysicist working for Shell in the Gulf of Mexico till 2016 when he retired, and that's when he became Captain Jim. Today, Captain Jim uses his 52-foot-long sailboat, Satori, to take out folks on Lake Pontchartrain for a 3-hour sail from his mooring in Madisonville. Captain Jim says Satori is the only commercial sailboat in New Orleans. His customers get aboard by means of an app called Get My Boat. Get My Boat bill themselves as the world's largest boat rental and water experience marketplace with over 150,000 listings in 184 countries. It's kind of a combination of Uber and Airbnb for boats. Captain Jim O'Connell, welcome out to lunch.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Joshua Smith is a library associate at Algiers Regional Library on the West Bank, a branch of New Orleans Public Library. So right there, you can be pretty confident Joshua isn't doing this to get rich. But he could, because Joshua is also the creator of a music streaming platform. It's called Crescent City Sounds. Basically, it's like Spotify. It streams music. The difference is all the music it streams is exclusively by New Orleans artists. Masterminding and creating a music streaming service sounds like something with a lot of profit potential. But if it does make a lot of money, Joshua's not going to see it. Crescent City Sounds might be his brainchild, but he designed and operates it for the benefit of the New Orleans musicians and the New Orleans Public Library. Joshua Smith, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Jim, owning a boat is expensive. I've heard boat owners describe it like standing in a shower ripping up money. Being a part of Get My Boat seems like a great way to offset those expenses and an interesting way to meet new people now that you're retired. But given that yours is apparently the only commercial sailboat in New Orleans, it doesn't seem like Get My Boat app or lifestyle is catching on here. How did you find Get My Boat, and why do you think other boat owners haven't?
So I've been sailing for many years, and I bought this boat at the end of 2018 after I'd been retired for a little while. And after the first few months of COVID, I was bored, going sailing by myself, you know, all of that kind of good stuff. And I decided to go ahead and get my Coast Guard captain's license. So I flew off to Fort Lauderdale and went to school for a few weeks and took all the exams and all of that, because that's required if you want to do charters. And then in the spring of 2021, I found the website just kind of through Google, basically, and decided to register with them. And it really took off. The first year I did quite a few charters. I think there was a pent-up demand for it because everybody was so tired of all of the COVID restrictions and everything. And it's just been going pretty strong since then.
Joshua, libraries around the world are dealing with the fact that a number of resources that they have to offer that used to have to go to the library for can now be accessed remotely. Rather than trying to convince people to come into the building, many libraries have decided to meet their clients where they are, at home. There's a push to get people to use what libraries call home resources. Crescent City Sounds falls in that category. It's a streaming service that streams exclusively New Orleans music, predominantly from artists it describes as less well-known. From an exploration of the website, it seems like a listener doesn't even have to be a member of the New Orleans Public Library to stream the music. So how did you convince the library to fund this project, and what's the benefit to the library?
This came at a good time at the tail end of COVID, when our interactions with the public had already started changing. So we were already focusing more on electronic resources and getting things into people's homes that way. So the funding was easy at that point, because we changed our direction a little bit. And the service is actually quite of value. And it was a no-brainer to get some, people weren't going out to shows, so it was a good way to connect us to the music community and to the library community, get everybody together, mutual benefit for everyone.
And the libraries have been doing an amazing job of that. I mean, now you can, you can borrow baking pans. You can get seeds. I mean,
amazing. It's an amazing world that we're living in now. Libraries have changed so much over the course of my career, and it was always a way to get books, but it's more than that. We're a member of the community, and I think we're more fully doing that now.
Joshua, so I'm a big fan of the Louisiana Philharmonic and the New Orleans Opera. Is any of their music available to stream?
We don't have any of theirs right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping, actually, with this round, we'll grab some more like classical music. One of our curators on this one, Susan Lacey, is part of the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra as the principal oboist.
Okay.
So I'm really hoping that she will bring us some of that.
That'd be great.
You brought something up there. Who are the curators? How does this work? You can't take everything, but you want it to be as wide as possible.
Yeah, so our curation team, we tried something new this year where we did an open call to the community for people that self-identified as curators. And we got some interesting people that way, Susan being one of them. Daniela Cherner is the WTOL music director. She came to us that way. Phenomena works with the Girls Rock summer camp and the NOLA Trans youth group. They all came in through the open call. This round we also have Jamie DeLappa from WWOZ. I think every round we've had somebody from OZ, or I guess not the last round. And then Isaiah Garner, who makes music as Sozy. He was one of the artists we added on the service last year.
You've really put it together already. That's pretty amazing. How long you've been on the air?
This is our third year. We'll have the third cohort of music posted this summer.
Jim, when we think of having a boat, there's a lot of expenses, and then with your doing, there's got to be a lot of liability insurance, so you must charge something.
Sure. I have to carry a large liability insurance policy in addition to my normal boat policy, so that gets to be expensive. And the slip fees for docking and just the normal other supplies and fuel and all of that, it runs maybe $1,000 a month or something. So the charters help to really offset the normal month in, month out expenses. The chartering is pretty seasonal. It pretty much continues and grows and very busy in the summer. And then around August, when we get into the very, very hot season, and the tourism dies down a little bit in August, so it slows down then.
That's when you repair the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
During the downtime.
I just finished a big varnish project on the boat, so yeah.
I'm glad you're handy. Joshua, how do musicians benefit from the streaming service?
Well, I guess the most basic on that is we pay a $250 honorarium at the outset for hosting the music. We host music for a period of 5 years under a non-exclusive license. It doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but if you look at the price per spin that Spotify pays out, getting that up front is pretty nice. And then in addition to that, gives them increased exposure in the city, but we're also in the planning processes of holding live music events with artists on the collection, and just getting them out there as much as we can. The website links to everybody's social media, and if they have any sort of Cash App, Venmo, anything like that, like an electronic tip jar, that's available on the website for the artist. So it's a little bit of exposure. It's a little bit of money. It's all could be more, but, you know, we're doing our best.
They could get discovered.
Yeah.
That would be the ultimate situation. And, Jim, you have, I love this part, you have events on the boat. You've got, like, let's see, engagement parties, birthday parties. You have bachelor parties, and that's what I want to talk to you about. I think that's a bad idea. But what's involved in all that?
So my typical bachelor party will be, I'll tell you the story of one group in particular. Okay. It was a group of women that came in for a bachelorette party. They were from all over the country, and they decided to meet in New Orleans because the bride-to-be was in one of the law schools here. I forget which one. And so they met, they came over, and I took them out on the boat. And, you know, they were all dressed up. I had to make them take their high heels off when they got on the boat and all of that. So I set the front of the boat up. I have a lot of cushioned chairs and a big sound system and all of that. So they can be up front and playing their music and kind of not having to be right on top of the captain the whole time because I'm way in the back. And we went out and had a very nice sunset sail. After it got dark, they had been celebrating quite a bit. And nice they were starting to get a little rowdy and wanting to have dance contests on the front of the boat. And the problem was the wind had picked up quite a bit and it was rocking around. And I started seeing people sliding back and forth and screaming and yelling. So I had to go up and say, you know, it's dark now. If you fall overboard, that's it. I won't be able to find you. So please stop with the stand-up dancing contest.
What a weird thing to yell. Bridesmaid overboard.
Bridesmaid overboard, right. So I've been very fortunate because I'm pretty strict about that kind of thing. Nobody's gone overboard, all right?
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Peter Ricciuti. I'm talking with Captain Jim O'Connell from the Uber of Boats, Get My Boat, and Joshua Smith, creator of Crescent City Sounds, the streaming service that exclusively plays music by lesser-known New Orleans artists. We'll continue our conversation when we come right back from this short break.
Out to Lunch is brought to you by Basics Underneath. Fine lingerie, personalized fitting, curated swimsuits, and workout wear. Uptown on Magazine Street, and at basicsunderneath.com. And by Infinite Health Integrative Medicine Center, specializing in longevity, health optimization, and regenerative medicine. More information at yourinfinitehealth.com. And by Tracy Moore, broker, realtor, and partner at Rev Realtors, offering over 20 years of experience representing buyers, sellers, and investors. Learn more at tracy.revrealtors.com.
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Peter Ricciuti. I'm talking with Captain Jim O'Connell from the Uber for Boats, Get My Boat, and Joshua Smith, creator of Crescent City Sounds, the streaming service that exclusively plays music by lesser-known New Orleans artists. Joshua, do you do the, I love the idea, do you do the technical side of all this?
Yes and no. I didn't build the website or any of that. There's a company called Rabble out of Wisconsin that builds these for libraries. So I run the back end of it, but I didn't do any of the engineering or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, now you mentioned Rabble. Do they do other libraries around the country? And I guess we're kind of snobs here, but we've got to have the best one, right? Because we have all the musicians.
I mean, I think we have the best one. There are, I want to say, more than 25 across the U.S. and Canada now. So they're growing quite a lot. They've added a good number since we started this whole project.
Jim, when I first read about your company, I lived in fear for you because I thought you actually gave the people the boat.
Right.
Yes, and that...
Yeah, no, I don't offer anything like that. And it's a little bit limited. I don't have overnight offerings for anybody. It's three, and usually the longest charters I've done are about 6 hours or so. The marina is right on the Shefuncta River, which is very scenic and beautiful over there in Madisonville. Normally we just come out of the marina, short trip down the river to go out onto the lake and do whatever, you know, sunset charter, whatever it's going to be. If the weather gets a little windy and it's a little too rough, etc., we can actually turn around and cruise up the Shefungta River when you go past the drawbridge in Madisonville. It's really beautiful. Part of it's just wild and undeveloped on the river, and then part of it has beautiful homes and things, and so that's a pleasant kind of low-key tour also. The boat has an interesting history. I'm actually the second owner. The first owner picked it up in 2001 in Newport, Rhode Island, where it was built, and he and his son and wife took it across the Atlantic to Portugal and all over the Mediterranean and down to the Caribbean, and he wound up back down in Florida. And he eventually donated the boat and set up a foundation for teaching inner city youth and veterans in Pensacola how to sail. And after a number of years, the foundation decided they wanted to buy some smaller boats. And so they put this up for sale. And that's how I got it.
It's lucky for us.
Yeah.
You know, Joshua, when you when an artist approaches you, first of all, how do they approach you?
I do get a good number of cold calls throughout the year to the email address on the website, but we start the submission round every year by doing outreach through our curators to the musicians that they know, and also doing media calls, that sort of thing. And then there's just a submit button on the website. Click on that, you fill out a little bit of biographical information, and then upload a single track for us to consider. We base the whole album off of that one track, and it's a pretty straightforward process.
Do you get any children submitting, or is it all adults?
We would accept albums from minors. Mm-hmm. They would obviously need an adult to sign the legal paperwork and everything. We haven't gotten one of those yet, mm-hmm. but I'm hoping with our new outreach through the Girls Rock Youth Camp and the NOLA Trans Youth Group and stuff like that, mm-hmm. that we will be getting some younger people submitting as well.
Right. I like the fact that at this point, you're actually not marketing. You're just using your contacts to kind of spread the word. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, we do, you know, we've got radio spots and we do social media and all of that. But a big part of the process is built around finding the best curators in the community and using them to tap into their resources and their network of musicians to get people to apply.
And what about you, Jim? How do people find out about you?
So if you Google sailboat charter anywhere in the greater New Orleans area, the Get My Boat site will pop up. And usually if they're saying the word sailboat, mine will be the first hit that they'll get under the Get My Boat site.
See, now, in terms of finding Get My Boat, though, I never knew it was there.
Right. You have to be sort of looking for boat charters, and then it'll pop up. They have a fair number of people that are offering fishing charters through Get My Boat here in the New Orleans area, too, you know, down the Wrigley's and all of that. That's a whole separate line of business, obviously. They have a big presence on social media, so they're on Facebook and Instagram and I think even on TikTok, so they're around.
And Joshua, what about how people view you? Like, for instance, does WWOZ consider you competition?
Never really had that conversation with everybody.
Well, now you will.
But we've had a good number of WWOZ DJs working with us on this, so I'd like to think that they support us.
It's a different model, so I guess they would think that. And Jim, kind of the flip side on yours is that, do you think offering this, like, how would a boat dealer look at this? Is that a replacement for buying a boat, or is it something kind of a gateway to get people to understand how fun it is and get their own boat?
You know, I think it could be either one, really. I do have some repeat customers that come back every year. But for somebody that's got the bug, it's probably more of the experience will help you to decide to commit to it and go for it. So, yeah.
And you're
bearing in mind, you have to be crazy to do that, right? So
to have a boat.
Yeah.
Yes. But you're more than just Captain Jim. You, when you do have people out there, sometimes it's like you're a social guide. You've got to arrange all these things.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, and it, you know, being retired, it kind of expands my social circle a little bit, and I enjoy doing it. Meet all kinds, all ages. We've had about 4 marriage proposals on board, and those are always a lot of fun because everybody's nervous and tense until finally it happens.
Anybody ever say no?
No. And I've had...
You're like 4-0, you're great.
One of the bigger things that's going on is engagement photo sessions. Word has gotten around, and some of the local photographers, and they will get their clients and come out and do a whole photo session. I had one last spring that two photographers came out plus a drone flyer. And, you know, the girl and the groom-to-be were up at the very front of the boat doing the Titanic thing, and the drones flying around the boat. They got some wonderful shots. So
that's another bad image of a boat ride. That was Gilligan's Island, Titanic. These aren't good. Joshua, I know the libraries in general are changing their stripes to adapt and all. But, you know, in its base, I always remember that quote from Albert Einstein that says, the only thing you need in life is directions to the local library. It seems like it's just broader than it's ever been. You're a young man, but I would imagine even when you trained to be a librarian, it wasn't looking like this.
No, things have changed a lot. We still had card catalogs when I started working in libraries, but I do think that quote holds true still, and there's just the directions are different, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the building anymore. The library has a lot of offerings.
You could have, how about this? What if you had concerts in the library?
That is in our plan for hopefully later this year, sometime soon. We're working on the logistics of that, but we are super excited to hold music at the library. We did have Flagboy Giz performed for us for the closing of the New Orleans Book Festival. The New Orleans Book Festival. We had that back in December. That's an outside thing that we host, but we were able to have live music, and that was the first one, and super exciting.
Imagine you got a band there, and there's somebody going, shh. That's how I picture. Libraries don't have that lady that
we
just chases you around.
Anymore,
No. that makes total sense. Joshua, what about, can you give us an idea of some of the clients or artists that we would hear about? And I understand what you're saying. They're not as well known. They're up and coming. Do you have a few you could list?
There's a lot of amazing stuff on there. And I think I maybe heard of 2 of the bands before they sent us music. And that's through 3 rounds of submissions now. There's all sorts of stuff that you don't think about as traditional New Orleans music on there. I'm a big fan of Marina Orchestra. They're like beachy yacht rock kind of sound.
Yacht rock, that's
But Swayze's another favorite. He's like funky pop music, and it's like all references to Patrick Swayze movies and stuff like that.
That's great.
But yeah, we have goth music, we have metal music, we have your classic brunch tunes. This time we have children's music we put on last year. Leroy Jones' March of the Toddlers is amazing trad jazz that's totally for kids but appropriate for adults. And
there's lots of up-and-coming jazz singers around in this area.
Yeah, we're getting more and more.
Yeah, Jim, your ears perked up when you said yacht rock.
Yeah,
that was that's where the merger comes. That's where the meets the road. By the way, what do they have to send you, Josh? Do they send you a single song or a bunch of songs?
It's just one track that we use to consider for the collection. We try to keep it easy. They send us one song. The library team gives everything a base rating beforehand, and then we turn it over to the community curator team. We use a 5-star scale to rate the music, and then we also weigh it by needs in the collection, genres that are underrepresented, demographics that are underrepresented, that sort of thing.
I think it's kind of cool that you haven't heard a lot of these bands when they come to you.
Yeah, the open submission round is my favorite part of the year because a bunch of people I don't know send me music, and it's amazing.
So they might send you one song to get your interest, but after they're accepted in the program, they're going to send you numerous ones, right?
Yeah, yeah. We host full albums. We have a pretty open definition of an album. We define it as being 4 or more tracks or 20 or more minutes in length. So keep it easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And anybody can get the app, right? I mean, it's
not even an app. It's a web-based player. CrescentCitySounds.org will take you there. And it works great on phones. I listen to it in my car all the time. Like, you don't need an app. It's cool.
In most conversations about business, the unspoken assumption is the more money your business makes, the more successful it is. And the more successful a business, the greater the accolades heaped on that person or people behind it. It's unusual and refreshing to meet people like you, Jim, and Joshua, who are not just giving lip service to an alternative perspective, but who genuinely have goals beyond the usual definitions of success. It has been great to meet you. Thank you both for taking the time to join me today on Out to Lunch.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
My guests on Out to Lunch today have been Captain Jim O'Connell, skipper of the vessel Satori and member of Get My Boat, and Joshua Smith, library associate at the Algiers branch of New Orleans Public Library and creator of Crescent City Sounds. We edited this show to fit into the time slot here on WWNO. You can hear our unedited conversation and find out more about Captain Jim's nautical life and Joshua's adventures in streaming music by listening to the Out to Lunch podcast. You can find and subscribe to the Out to Lunch podcast on your podcast app and on our website, itsneworleans.com. If you want to know what we all look like, you can find photos from the show on itsneworleans.com and on our Out to Lunch social media. These photos were taken today by Jill LaFleur. You can find more of Jill's photos at LaFleurPhoto.com. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsneworleans.com and WWNO 89.9 FM. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Our researcher is Amy Irvin. I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the lunch table for more business New Orleans style on Out to Lunch.
Out to Lunch was recorded live over lunch at the NOLA Brewing Tap Room, 3001 Chapatula Street, open 7 days a week. NOLA Brewing Tap Room has a wide variety of craft beers and authentic hand-tossed New York-style city pizza by NOLA Pizza. More information is at nolabrewing.com. Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by Tulane SOPA, the Tulane School of Professional Advancement, offering online programs designed for working professionals who want to earn a certificate, complete their degree, or begin their graduate studies. Professional advancement begins at sopa.tulane.edu. Mitchell Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. You can hear Mitchell's music anywhere great jazz is sold or streamed, and at mitchellforeman.com. If you'd like to be part of Out to Lunch, to learn how your business or organization can become an Out to Lunch program partner, email info@inobroadcasting.com.